pink sky is pulsating with vivid streaks and flashes of light, and the whole of London, right across to the Surrey Hills, stands out brilliantly in the hard, green glare. All the usual features of a London crowd are present, from the man with the sandwich board announcing the end of the world, to the man you can probably hear not far away from me. Yes, he's doing quite a good trade, too.
Wait a moment. Someone in the ward calling out. We'd better see what they want.
Oh, it's all dark. Anything wrong?
Oh, anything wrong?
Never been washed, no breakfast, nothing.
It's past 8 o'clock and the curtains are still closed.
Well, pull the curtains back, mate.
All right. Wait here, Doctor. We can't leave them in the dark.
No, we can't.
There you are.
Go on.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Don't muck about, mate. Pull the curtains proper. We can't see a thing.
Yeah, I'll pull them!
Well, you're looking at the window.
He's blind too, like me. We're all blind. What? Quick, let's get out of here.
We're all blind.
Well, I don't see what could happen.
Probably nothing. But the scientists have been playing with some pretty odd things lately. Look at these artificial satellites that are whizzing round above our heads.
Yeah.
Well, nobody knows what's in them. How many there are. Or how controllable they may be.
Oh, hell with peppermint. Find me a bottle of whiskey, Doc.
Okay, I'm doctor enough for that anyhow.
Well, if you're not a doctor, what are you?
Patient.